Today's Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, live from Ramat Beit Shemesh once again, and we're here again with Noah Horowitz. But though we'll be starting from Siman Kuf Lamed Hey Sif Yud, Johnson that hawk caught us that we missed Sif Zayin, so we have to just quickly do Sif Zayin and then move to Sif Yud. Sif Zayin, Im Hayah Kayin the Levi Beveis Hakneses, if there was a Kayin of Levi in the shul, the Kara Kayin, and they called up a Kayin, the Savur Shein Sham Levi, and they thought that there was no Levi in the shul. The Hischil Levarech Birchas HaTorah Sheinis, and then what ended up happening was the Kayin, as the Lacha is, the Kohen got the second Aliyah, because when there's no Levi, the Kohen gets both Rishon and Sheni. So they called up the Kohen a second time. Ein mafsikin oso. They did not go ahead and interrupt him, and they let the Kohen finish once again because of the Bracha Levatala issue. And that's why I look at Sifkat and Chavav, the Hischil of Varech, the Kohen already started making the Bracha on the second Aliyah. Like we saw yesterday, in a similar situation, it's where the Kohen already said Baruch Ata Hashem. Aval Baruch Hu, if he just said Baruch Hu Levad, Lo Havi Haschala, as we said yesterday, that's not considered a Haschala, that's not considered that he really started, because it's not going to be a Baruch Hu Levatala, because he's going to say Baruch Hu Hashem Hamvarach, everyone's going to answer Baruch Hashem Hamvarach Lomved, and then he could be removed, the Kohen could be removed, Va'ole HaLevi, and let the Levi go up, Levarech, to make the Bracha of the cross, he can go and make the Bracha, and be Kairei, he could even repeat Baruch Hu Hashem Hamvarach, as we saw yesterday. V'chan, and in this case, the Kohen doesn't have to stay around. He can walk right down. It's not a busha for him because he already got the first Aliyah in yesterday's scenario where we had the Yisrael who was called up and then we saw the Kohen. So this Yisrael hung around because he would have been pulled from getting the Aliyah. So he hung around up at the Bima until after the Kohen Levi went, then Yisrael got his turn. Sif Chaton Katon Chav Zayin Ein Mafsikin Oso. We did not go ahead and interrupt and kick off the Kohen who took the second Aliyah, even though there's a Levi there. Hatam Kiniskel El. The reason is that we saw before, because it's a Bracha Leva Tala. Once he starts, Baruch Atah Hashem, if we oust him. Okay, we now move on to Sif Yud. Sif Yud. Nagu L'Krois Kohen Ach HaKohen Behefseik Yisrael B'neihem. The Minag is to call... you could call a Kohen after another Kohen as long as there's a Yisrael b'neihem. Look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Behefsek Yisrael, Perish. Shekara mitchila kol haseder kitakanas chachanu. It means to say that they called up the whole seder of Kohen Levi Yisrael, like the takanas chachamim, Kohen Levi Yisrael. Oz mutter lachzor, then it's mutter to go ahead. This is how the Mishnah Berurah understands the Shulchan Aruch. This is the approach. If you look in the Shaar HaTzion, this is the approach of the Pri Megadim, although the Levush and the Magen Avraham and the Gra learn the Shulchan Aruch differently. But the way Mishnah Berurah is going through the Pri Megadim, and it's saying that once you call the first set of Kohen Levi Yisrael, Shulchan Aruch basically says it's okay to go ahead and Az Mutta Lachzor the Kro Kohen, you can call a Kohen in any of the last four Aliyahs. And the truth of the matter is, this is how the Sfardim hold. Sfardim will allow a Kohen to get one of the last four Aliyos. Who adindim ain shom Levi. The same would apply if there's no Levi. The Kara HaKohen Pa'amayim, and you call the Kohen twice for Rishon and Sheni, and then Achar Kach Yisrael, and after with Yisrael, Nami Mutar Lachzor Lekro Kohen. You can go ahead and call a Kohen in one of the last four Aliyos, no problem. V'chein Mutar Lekro Shom Levi, V'chol Aliyos Yirtu, and so too you'd be able to call up a Levi in any of the Leos, in any of the Aliyos that you want after the first cycle of Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. V'chol Shekein, and for sure, you can call up a Kohen, a Levi, for Achron, if you add an Aliyah after the seven Kruim, after the seven Aliyahs, if you add Aliyahs, Ola Maftir, or for Maftir. You can have a Kohen, a Levi, get it. V'atam, the reason why you could have a Kohen, a Levi, after the first cycle of Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, the Lekel Meichash Kan, because there's no concern here, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to this understanding, Livgamo, there's no concern for a Pagam, shall Rishona Bezet. There's no concern for a Pagam for the first Kohen, who got his Aliyah. The Ihavi Pagum, because if the first Kohen, we were concerned that he might become Pagum, get his name tarnished based on the fact that you're bringing up another Kohen later, no, that wouldn't be the issue. That wouldn't, because if there was an issue with the first Kohen, Ihavi Pagum, Miyada Yumaranin, right away, there would have been an issue. People would have said, hey, well, you know, all right, Miranin Acharav, they would have had issues with him getting his Aliyah. Vayumodin also lechazan. And Modin Oisei lechazan, they would have told the Balkair, the Gabai, Vayukarbin, Achar, Mpaymai, and they would have called someone else in the Kohen's stead right away. They wouldn't wait until after they called Yisrael, after they had Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael going. We don't have to worry about the pagam of the second Kohen who got called up after Shlishi. Why? We're not concerned that this Kohen, or Halevi, that's called up after the third Aliyah, they're going to be viewed as Shehem Chalom. They're either a Chalal Kohen or a Mamzer Levi. The Ha Omrim, because we say, Af Al Pi Shehu Kohen, who says, we're going to see going on in the Shulchan Aruch, when they call up this Kohen and Levi, according to the Shulchan Aruch, in Revi, Chamishi, Shishi, Shvi, they're going to say, Af Al Pi, they're going to call up, Shlaimi Fafel, shout out to Shlaimi Fafel, Shlaimi Fafel ben Aaron HaKohen, meaning, Af Al Pi, no, Shlaimi Fafel ben Aaron HaKohen, Af Al Pi Shehu Kohen, V'chein B'Levi, they'll say, Af Al Pi Shehu Levi, and this way, it will not be a pagam because they'll be saying he's a kohen, he's a levi, just giving him revi, chamishi, shishi, and shvi. Now, as I said, we're explaining this according to the opinion of the prima gadim. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah is understanding it. But I said the Sharat Zion. If you look in Sharat Zion on the bottom, for those of you who don't know what the Sharat Zion is, the Sharat Zion is on the bottom of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah himself wrote this. This is his footnotes. Every once in a while, he adds some facts there. If he doesn't like put it into the actual Mishnah Berurah, but he points. And it's going to be a leader in the Mishnah Berurah itself, but the way the Magen Avraham and the Gra and the Levush, the way they understood the Shulchan Aruch, was that after Kohen Levi Yisrael, you can call up another Kohen, but you have to call him up in another cycle of Kohen Levi Yisrael. So in other words, you can do Kohen Levi Yisrael, and then you can do another Kohen Levi Yisrael, right? In that order. The difference being is that besides, you know, saying Afal Pishu Kohen, you're basically showing another cycle of Kohen Levi Yisrael, and that is better. In fact, that's what we're going to see. The Mishnah Berurah is going to say we are choishesh for this on Zippos Torah, when even though we don't hold like the Shulchan Aruch during the year, where we go ahead and we allow for this having the Kohen Levi Yisrael go after Shlishi on Simchas Torah, when we keep doing the Aliyahs, and that's what we do. We follow the Machmir for, as we'll see, the Machmir for the Groz approach from the Shulchan Aruch to do Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael, as you recall, that's going to be repeating. According to when there's only seven Aliyahs, it would be, Anyway, let's continue. We'll see more about this coming up. Lamed Beis. We have to first go back to the Shulchan Aruch. So he said, let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Nagul Kroz Kohen Achar Kohen. So we can call a Kohen after the first Kohen, as long as there's a Hefsek Yisrael by name, as long as the Yisrael was called up in between. Again, we saw this meant Kohen Levi Yisrael was called up. The Omer Achazen, and when the Gabbai calls him up, Keshekari Lasheni, when he calls up the second Kohen after the Shlishi, he says, Afal Pishu Kohen. We're calling him up even though he's a Kohen. And the same thing with Noyagin Belevi. We say the same thing when we call up the Levi. Achar Levi, we say, Afal Pishu Levi. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Lamed Beis. Vechayose Bezen Noyagin when we call up the Levi. Otolomar, Afal Gavdam Rina Besif Test, even though we saw in Sif Test. The Levi, Achar Levi, the Levi, after Levi, Lo Yikra, we don't call him up. Hacha Kevin Shehisik, Yisrael made time. Here, since the Yisrael was Mafsik in between, Begam Omer. So again, you get Kohen Levi Yisrael, the Gam Omer, and then afterwards you say Afal Pishu Levi, Lekeshum Chashash Alishash, that on his status of Levi, of the Chas V'Shalom is a Mamzer, the Chanoim Aleh, like we said earlier. Lamed Gimel, we have to go back for that to the Ramah. Go to the Ramah. Hagah. V'lechein Mutal Alayz Gam Kain, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says it would then be Mutter to go ahead and also call up the Maftir, from Maftir B'chi Haigavna. You'd also be able to call up, according to the Mechaber, a Kohen in such a scenario by saying, Afal Pi Shehu Kohen. Okay? Vim Kore Maftir Stam. And if you don't call him by name, you just go ahead and say, Yamod for him for Maftir without saying his name. Ein Lachosh Lef Gamo. You don't have to even worry about his Gamo. Dare Lo Maskir Shmo. Since you're not mentioning his name, you don't even have to say, Afal Pi Shein Afal Pi Shehu Kohen. The Yesh Omrim. There are those, however, now comes the rest of the Ramah. But before we get to the rest of the Ramah, let's just finish up the Mishnah Brura on what we saw so far, because the next part of the Ramah is going to be where the Ramah shows how the Minhag Ashkenaz is not like what we've been saying up until now. But let's look at Sif Katan Lama Gimel first. L'maftir b'chi ha'gavna, wrote to Lomar, this means, hey, she'yaskir gamkein shehu kohen o Levi. Once again, what you do is you say that he is a kohen or a Levi, and once you say that he's a kohen, right, afal pishu kohen, once you say that he's a kohen and a Levi, you don't have to worry about pagamo. I think our minhag is just to call him Kohen. When we call his name up, you don't want to say Afal Pi Shehu Kohen, but that does the trick too. If you say Shlomi Fafel Ben Aaron HaKohen, okay, or Halevi, that would suffice for calling him up for Maftir, etc. Now we go back to the Ramah, finishing up the Ramah. The Yesh Omen. And is the Yesh Omen De'ein Lekros Kohen Olevi Leminyan Shiva. There are those, however, that say, and we're going to see this is the minhag, that we don't call up a Kohen or a Levi as part of the minion of Shiva. We never call up a Kohen and Levi as part of those aliyos. Meaning, Revi'i, Chamishi, Shishi, Shvi is always Yisrael. Aval, now here, the Shulchan Aruch is going to be a little different than our minhag. Okay? I mean, the Ramah here is going to be a little different than our minhag, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Aval, Acha, Ishlam HaMinyan. After you finish the minion of seven Kruyim, meaning all seven aliyos, Yicholim, then you could call a Kohen or Levi. That's what the Ramah says. Okay, b'chein noagim the Medinos Elu. The Ramah says this is the minhag in the Medinos Ashkenaz, in the Ashkenazic towns and places. Umiyu, however, he says, b'makon sorechu d'chak, if there is a real, real need, yesh l'smocha svar rishona, you would be able to be somech on the first svar, namely the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, allowing the Kohen in a shasat chak situation to get an aliyah. Even if it's the 4th, 5th, or 6th, or 7th Aliyah, this will all be spelled out in the Mishnah Brura. Now, let's see. Because there is one part of this Ramah that we don't seem to follow, as we'll see soon enough. Lamed Hei, Leminyan Shiva, sorry, Lamed Dalid, Kohen Olevi. The Ramah had said that we don't call up a Kohen Levi for any of the Aliyos after Shli, after
Lamed Gemma.
Lamed Dalet, Lamed Dalet. We did Lamed Gimel, yeah. He was nervous. Rabbeinu Noah Har would shout out. He was a little nervous for you, Johnson. He thought that maybe we forgot Lamed Gimel. He doesn't want to have to do that tomorrow. But we're up to Lamed Dalet, and once again, Mr. Brewer is going on with it. Ramah had said that we don't call up Kohen and Levi for any of the other Aliyos out of the seven Aliyos besides the Kohen gets Rishon and the Levi gets Sheni. But besides that, we don't call up a Kohen Levi for Vi Chamishi Shishi Shvi. For who Adin be Yom Tov, and the same thing would be on Yom Tov, we don't call him up for Revi and Chamishi. Uvidiyevet im Tov, a Kohen Lekarein, or a Levi be'emtza minin akruim. However, he says, if Bidiyevet, you end up calling up a Kohen or a Levi in the middle, let's say you call him up at Revi or Chamishi. So, im efshar lahachlif b'maftir or b'achron, if it's possible to give him maftir or achron, then what you should do is, this other Kohen that got called up, let's say for Vi Chamishi, Yamtin Bateva, should stay by the Bima, V'yikru Acher B'mkomo, and call up someone else in his place, a Yisrael, V'hu Yale L'Achron L'Afdeh, let the Kohen stay up there, so it's not a bizarre for him to go, and then he'll flip and he'll take Maftir or Achron. So then, Yamtin Bateva, let him do that, let him stay by the Bima, V'yikru Acher B'mkomo, then go ahead and call someone else in his place, and he'll go up la'achron or la'maftir, for achron or la'maftir. However, let's say it's impossible. Let's say the guy doesn't have the strength to stay up by the bima. Or it's impossible to go ahead and flip someone out of achron and maftir, who's already been, you know, told he has, you know. I remember when my father was a gabbai, so, you know, if you forgot someone's 80th birthday, you know, and you didn't give them aliyah, there'd be a big war in the shul. You know, sometimes if you already have someone for achron and maftir, you're not going to be able to make a switch. So in that shasat chak situation, if you be machlokas, things like that, then what you do in such a situation, if the guy, the kohen, was already called up, b'di'eved, for revi or chamishi, kevan sha'ala lo yered, since he already was called up for revi, chamishi, shishi, shvi, is very important for Azi Kimmel, once again, the gabbai, it's important to know, if he did call up a kohen, and he can't wait around to get maftir for whatever reason, or you can't give him Mapir Achron, then once he's up, he stays up, and he'll actually get the Aliyah and the Bracha. That's what the Ramah says when he says, if it's a real need, if it's a Chasar Chak situation, then you can rely on the first opinion, and even have a Kohen get Revi, Chamishi, Shishi, or Shvi. And the Ramah says, this is the way we're knowing. Ulavush Kasav. Now I just told you. Lavush writes that we're not exactly knowing like the Ramah. We're even more machmir in terms of the Kohen, and we say, Dekayayim afilu lachar Shiva. To nowadays, even after the seven aliyahs, Shiva Kruim, Ein Anu Noagin Lekrosa, we did not call up a Kohen, Ela La'achron Shabem, only for what's called the Achron, the Chain L'Maftir. And the same thing would be for Maftir. So meaning, let's say, in your shul, they give a lot of Hosafas. So they have an 8th, 9th, 10th aliyah, which, you know, in Beis Tefillah they don't allow anyway. We don't even have Achron in Beis Tefillah, because it's Tichot and Sibura. But if they have 8, 9, or 10 aliyahs, you can't give the Kohen the 8th and the 9th aliyah, you can only give him the 10th aliyah, which is the last aliyah, the Achron before the Maftir, the last aliyah that's going to finish the Parsha. That is the only aliyah that you can give the Kohen, assuming it's outside the first seven. Okay, so that's what we'll give him. We'll give him Achron if it's an added aliyah that it also is the last aliyah before Maftir, before you say Kaddish, the last aliyah of the Parsha, the aliyah that finishes the Parsha, then you can give that to a Kohen. Alright? And this is the way other Achronim also, this is what they bring it down, and this is how we're Noheg today. Vahatam, and the reason, Isa B'Lavush, the reason for this, Lavush says, is the Lo Chayshinim Ba'achron Ufkam. The reason why we're Machmir for this is because the only time we're not Chayshish at all for Pagam, according to this approach, is by Achron. Kiyad Rabba, because this is the opposite. Ba'doris Halalu, and these, the way we're Noheg nowadays, and these generations, indeed nowadays, we view Achron as the most chashuv aliyah. Why? The fishu misayim a parsha. That's the aliyah that we finish the parsha with. And we'll call up someone who's a gadol in the tzibur. We'll call him up for Achron. And even though we read maftir after Achron, no, that's not the last aliyah, the actual reading of the parsha, because harim afsikin beino beina maftir b'kaddish, because the actual core kriyas haTorah, there's a hefsek between the kriyas haParsha of all the aliyos of the main parsha and the maftir, because the maftir is like starting anew with a kaddish in between. The gam b'maftir ain makbidin, and also with maftir, the Levush explains, that we're not makbid of having a kohen, we could allow a kohen in mu kohen, the havi kitzchilas kriya, because that's like the beginning of a kriya, because it's after the kaddish, we could look on, like we'll see coming up. Even if the Achron was also a Kohen, we're not concerned to give the Maftir to a Kohen after the Achron was given to the Kohen. Why? We're not concerned. There's no concern with a Kohen after a Kohen if you go from Achron to Maftir. Since it's a Kaddish between Achron, right? As you all know, there's a Kaddish right before Maftir, so therefore if you have a Kohen for Achron, then a Kaddish, and then afterwards, another Kohen from Maftir, there's no Hefsek. I mean, there's a Hefsek, and therefore there's no problem of a Kohen Achara Kohen. And that's what he says. This is all Ad Kan Lashon HaLavush. This is all quoted by Lavush, and this is our Minag Bizman Hazem. U'mikom Makom, B'mkom Tzorach, but there he says. The bottom line is, although I have not yet to see this, in Makom Tzorach, in a real Tzorach situation, Kiyosh, Shiyesh Shnei Chassanim, Vishvish Binim, there are two Chassanim and all his Chaverim there, in the shul, right? Two aframs going on. U'lechol achad mehen yesh kohanim levim. And each of these chasanes, each of these afrufs, okay, which are important afrufs in the shul, they have their contingent of kohanim and levim, right? Uncle David is a kohen, and Uncle George is a kohen from the other side, from the other family. And Uncle Sam is a levi, and Uncle Max is a levi from the other side. So what are you going to do? You have all these levim, and you have to give, right? Especially if great-grandpa is a levi. Especially if the family is one of Kohanim. So what are you going to do? So in such a situation, Chokin is a Parsha L'Shnayim. They break up the Parsha into two. Mitchila Kohen Zayin Gavrei Le'echad. So first we call seven Aliyahs for one Chasan. The Achar Kohen Le'chasan Hasheni. And then we give another seven Aliyahs to the Chasan Sheni and his whole contingent of best men and all that kind of stuff. Now, that's going to be a lot of Tirchad and Tzibur there, but I guess if it's between that and having a big brawl in the shul, so that's a good cheshbon for the Rav, whether he wants to have 14 aliyahs to satisfy both families. And this way, you have 7 aliyahs, Kohen Levi Yisrael, and then another 4 Yisraels, 3 Yisraels, 7 aliyahs, then you start again, Kohen Levi, and then a bunch of Yisraels. Kasu Achronim. Achronim right. The Besimchus Taira, in Simchus Taira, Shemait Siyin, Shloisha Sefrei Taira, in Simchus Taira, when they bring out three Sefrei Taira, Yichon Liyo Shlosha Kohanim. When they bring out three Sefrei Taira, there can be three Kohanim. Echad Chasen Taira, the Echad Chasen Bereshis, you can give the Chasen Taira on the first Sefer Taira, the finishing of the Torah. You can give him Kohen after the last Aliyah of the finishing of the Torah. The Echad, you can give right after that, you can give a Kohen Chasam Bereshis, which is the beginning of the Torah reading again. The Echad, and then give one a Kohen Amaftir. Kevan, why? Shekol Echad Kari B'Sefer Achad. Since they're all reading from a different Sefer, so each of them can, each Kohen can get both Chasam Torah, Chasam Bereshis, and Maftir. Avav Rosh Chodesh Teves, but Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechadavis. Rosh Chodesh Teves, that falls out on a Shabbos, Sheyesh Gamkein Shlosh Svarim. There's also three Svarim Rosh Chodesh Teves. You have the regular Sefer Torah, you have for Rosh Chodesh, and you have for Chanukah. Uz, Bas Sefer HaRishon, Shekorin Bo. In that case, in the first Sefer, you're reading Bo Parshas HaShavua, Ein Lekros LeKohen LeVesov. You do not go ahead and call a Kohen at the end. Afim Hosifu V'Karu Bo Yoseh Meshiva. Even if you ended up having more than seven Aliyahs. Why? Lefi Shadayin Ein Mashlimin HaKriya Basefer Hazeh. Because you did not finish the official Kriya in the Sefer. So even though you finished that Parsha, that's not considered the end of the Kriya, because the last Aliyah of that Kriya is which Aliyah? The Aliyah in the second Sefer Torah. The Hamashlim Hu Basefer HaShein. The one who's really getting Achron is the one who's getting the Aliyah in the second Sefer, Shekorin Bo Parsha Rosh Chodesh. Because, right, we don't go ahead and break up at all. Okay, it's considered the seventh Aliyah. It's considered the last Aliyah. The Aliyah, the Achron, is the Aliyah in the second Sefer Torah, namely that of Rosh Chodesh. Rak B'Sefer HaShein, Yishebo Mashlim Achron. That's going to be, right, where are we going to go ahead and allow for the Kohen? Only in the Sefer Sheni, because that's considered the Achron. That's considered the last Aliyah of the Parsha. For example, if you didn't have any extra Aliyahs, you would do the first six Aliyahs from the Parsha of Shavua, let's say it was Miketz, and then the seventh Aliyah would be the Rosh Chodesh Aliyah. So even if you have more Aliyahs, the bottom line is the last Aliyah of that Parsha, the Achron, okay, would be in the Rosh Chodesh, would be in the Rosh Chodesh Sefer Torah. L'chaira, if you're going to use them, you probably should add, he doesn't say this, but you probably should add another Aliyah, so it's not one of the seven, it's Achron, but then you'd be able to call the Kohen for the last Aliyah in the second Sefer Torah, Rosh Chodesh. Okay? And if the Sefer Shalah Achra, Shekorim Mishal Chanukah, L'maftir. And also, you'd be able to call up the Kohen in the next Sefer, in the third Sefer Torah, which would be for Chanukah and Maftir. So Rashayim L'Kros L'Kohen, so you can call Kohen L'Yos Achron, to be Achron, and Gam Kohen, and you also could have the Kohen for that Maftir. V'chein B'Shabbat Shal Parshas Shkolim, same thing would be by a Parshas Shkolim, O Shal Parshas HaChodesh, which is also Shechal B'Rosh Chodesh, a lot of times Shkolim and right, and Parshas Chodesh for sure falls out when we fall out on Rosh Chodesh itself. Sheyesh Gam Kain Shlosh Svarim, then it would also be three Svarim. Same exact scenario. Ein L'Kros Kohen L'Ashlim HaKriya B'Sefer HaRishon. You can't call Kohen to finish up the Kriya in the first Sefer. Rak B'Shnei Svarim, only in the last two Svarim Achronim, Rashayim L'Kros Kohanim, can you call Kohanim? L'Achron L'Maftir. Okay, the reason being, okay, as we just said, Kamosha Kasavti, because again, once again, only in the second Sefer Torah is that going to be considered the Achron in that Parsha. The only time we allow Kohanim three times back to back to back is, Mishnah Berurah says, that's when you have Chasam Torah, which is that's viewed as the end of the Sefer Torah, and then you're starting Chasam Bereshis, which is starting again a new Bereshis. So then you could have the Kohen for Chasam Torah, you have the Kohen for Chasam Bereshis, and then have a Kohen for Maftir. Okay, Shari Ephraim, V'ayin Shem Pesischei Sharem, he says, Mashahevi O B'Shem Prima Gadim L'in Yimoyed Shal Pesach V'Tama Alav. If you check out what the Pesischei Sharem, when he brings the name of the Prima Gadim by a Cholamoyed Shal Pesach, and all the kashas he had on that, the big kasha there, because on Cholamoy, once again, you have the whole issue with the fourth Aliyah, you bring up a second Sefer Torah, but you're not saying Kaddish in between, so same type of tumult. They wanted to allow the Kohen to get the fourth Aliyah, they said you can't, etc. Lamed Zayin, Sifkan Lamed Zayin, B'makom Tzarech Utchak, in the Makom Tzarech Utchak, you could go ahead and you could have the Kohen get the fourth, fifth, sixth Aliyah, you don't have to go through all seven. Kigon, meaning the last four with Yisraels. Kigon, Mesichos Torah, like in Mesichos Torah, Kagavna, Yesh, Lesmochi, could be so mad that Miyad, Shekara, Shal, Shekruim, right after you call the first three Aliyahs,
Right, Arishonim, Kohen Levi Yisrael, Mutter Lekros Acharkach, you can right away call a Kohen a Levi. Ukemoshe Kasafti, Le'el, like I said before, in Dasa Mechaber. However, he says, V'da, you should know, Da'afilu Nismoch HaSvar Rishona, even if we're going to go with the first Svar Rishona, and allow for a Kohen, right after Kohen Levi Yisrael, Mikom Makom, he says, is what we alluded to before, Yesh HaBeb Yishonim V'achronim Shesovrin, they hold, She'en LaHakel, you shouldn't be Mekel Lekros Kohen V'Levi Ba'alma. You shouldn't be Mekel to go ahead and have a Kohen and Levi to Stam after the third Aliyah. Elim ken yasu seder chadash. Unless you make a new seder, dahainu kohen levi yisrael. This is what we do on Shabbos Torah. We have kohen levi yisrael, kohen levi yisrael, kohen levi yisrael. The vizeh ein lachosh lifgama klal. With this, you wouldn't be concerned at all with the pegam sheyomru alav she'ein a kohen. There won't be any. There's no pegam that people are going to call him. And he's not a Kohen. Now, the truth of the matter is, it's not really our minna, because we have so many more Yisrael, so what we usually do is, we go Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, and then we do Revi, Chamishi, also Yisrael, and then we start again, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. But at the end of the day, if we had to, we do Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. Sharei Kohen, Acharav, Levi. There's no problem of God, because since you're calling a Levi after the Kohen, it clearly looks like you see that he's a Kohen. Without a Seder, Lekro Kohen or Levi, without a Seder of having Kohen and Levi, there isn't going to be a concern Mishum Pagama. According to this Svara, Afila Achron Lamaftir. According to this approach, even for an Achron Lamaftir, Ein Lekro, you shouldn't call Kohen Levi. However, with this, here we're not knowing like this first opinion. Ela Shebezek, Farnagu Olam Lahakel. This the world is already Makel, and we allow any Kohen and Levi Stam to get Achron and Maftir. Ukamoshakasav, like the Levushim says, Batamash al Dabar, Kamal, like the Levush himself says in the reasoning, Yal Kamen and Achon. Therefore, it is appropriately Zarbizet to be careful to cross him Dafkala Seder, to specifically call Kohen Levi Yisrael in order, Vafilu Keshakorino Solacha Shiva Kriyim, even if you're going to call them after seven Aliyahs. Okay, so again, that's the same thing. What do we do on Simchas Torah? We'll usually go Kohen Levi Yisrael, call another two Yisraels, but then start again Kohen Levi Yisrael to make sure Kohen Levi Yisrael is the Seder. Ad kan.
What about Shishi?
Comes Noah Horowitz and he asks, what about Shishi? There is no Shishi on Yontif. We have five Aliyahs on Yontif, unless of course Simchas Torah falls down on Shabbos. Ad kan.